We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, vibrant viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Salgun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, biblical historians believe a 2,000-year-old portrait found in a cave in Jordan may be of Lord Jesus. In education news, an Indian village school uses Skype, an online communication program, to help enhance students' learning. In community news, a devoted Chinese mother helps her son regain his life. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 27th, renowned Italian violinist and composer Niccolo Paganini is remembered. Born in 1782, he passed away on this day in 1840, one of the most well-known violin virtuosos of the 19th century. Mr. Paganini pioneered transformations of playing techniques, including using harmonics, and new methods of fingering and tuning. He toured internationally and was acclaimed for his exceptional showmanship and incredible improvisational ability. Among his famous pieces are Violin Concertos No. 1 and No. 2, and the 24 Caprices. May the God-given talent of brilliant musicians, such as Niccolo Paganini, continue to elevate listeners to the heavenly realms.
Blind news. Heavy rains and flooding claim lives in the U.S. Northern Plains. As rains continue to ravage Montana and surrounding U.S. states, officials reported two people have perished, with several more who have gone missing. Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer declared a state of emergency as the heavy rains and record melting of mountain snowpacks led to an overflow of water bodies that have inundated communities and closed roadways.
Although central and eastern parts of the state have been the hardest hit, Montana Disaster and Emergency Services Division spokesperson Monique Lay cautioned there is no area of the state that is really in a safe spot. Neighboring Idaho and Wyoming states have also issued warnings as downpours of rain and melting snow have caused landslides and forced closure of main roads, with all three states having dispensed hundreds of thousands of sandbags to locales either already affected or threatened by floods. We are grateful for the precautionary measures of the officials and state personnel. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the protection of the affected residents as our more conscientious care of the ecosphere helps alleviate such disruptive conditions as these.
Earthquakes jolt China and Indonesia. On Monday, May 23rd, China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region was rocked by two tremors, the first registering 4.5 on the Richter scale, struck in the region's north, 191 kilometers northeast of Aksu, followed several hours later by a 4.7 magnitude quake centered in Kyongsisu, Kyrgyz Autonomous Prefectures, Wajir County. On Tuesday in Indonesia, a tremor of magnitude 5.0 rattled southern Sumatra, 173 kilometers south of Bengkulu, with another occurring less than 24 hours later, 62 kilometers southwest of Bengkulu. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of the quakes. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the affected regions, we pray that such potential disasters are minimized as humanity's eco-friendly actions help restore the Earth's stability. Egypt, the call for human rights and liberties through government reform is being heard across the globe as people gather in countries such as Bahrain, Libya, Mexico, Morocco, Pakistan, Palestine, Peru, Syria, and Yemen.
Following protests by undocumented migrants over poor treatment during their transit through Mexico to the US, the nation enacted a new immigration law to provide better protection, including issuing residents of Belize and Guatemala special visas upon their entry into the country.
Residents of Peru's Puno region continued blocking the border with Bolivia for the 17th straight day, Wednesday, May 25th, in protest over mining, oil and coal concessions that they say are causing pollution and damaging the local agriculture.
Following a series of protests in Pakistan calling for a reduction in US intelligence and military presence in their country, the US Department of Defense announced Wednesday it was beginning to withdraw personnel stationed there.
With security conditions deteriorating, the US has ordered non-essential diplomats and all US citizens to leave Yemen as several days of clashes continued. Tribesmen loyal to the revolutionaries seized the Yemeni state news agency on Wednesday.
During his visit to the UK, US President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron both reaffirmed their solidarity with the Libyan revolutionaries. Jordan also announced plans to appoint a permanent envoy to Benghazi, Libya, to further the nation's support for the Libyan National Transitional Council.
A day after reports emerged that Syrian security forces had killed at least 1,100 civilians, European nations including the UK, France, Germany and Portugal proposed a draft resolution to the UN Security Council stating their strong disapproval of the violence against the Syrian people and calling on countries not to supply arms to Syria.
Four Bahraini protesters received one-year prison sentences Wednesday on charges that included holding pamphlets that called for changes to the kingdom's ruling system. Meanwhile, hundreds of students boycotted the University of Bahrain after it announced that they must sign a new code of conduct and pledge their loyalty to the government.
Saddened by the tragic loss of human life, we pray that all such conflicts will cease and that citizens across the globe may live as they choose in rightful dignity, freedom and peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Historic presidential address of British Parliament calls for unity in creating a better world. US President Barack Obama concluded a state visit to the United Kingdom with a rare opportunity as a foreign dignitary, as he was invited to address both houses of Parliament in the 900-year-old Westminster Hall on Wednesday, May 25th. His speech emphasized the importance of building upon the two countries' shared values and experiences to create a better world through such initiatives as halting the use of nuclear weapons and focusing on climate change.
In a world where the prosperity of all nations is now inextricably linked, a new era of cooperation is required to ensure the growth and stability of the global economy. As new threats spread across borders and oceans, we must dismantle terrorist networks and stop the spread of nuclear weapons, confront climate change, and combat famine and disease. Our action, our leadership, is essential to the cause of human dignity. And so we must act and lead with confidence in our ideals and an abiding faith in the character of our people who sent us all here today.
Our respectful accolades, President Obama, United States and United Kingdom, for your shared vision. May your continued cooperation and noble goals bring harmony and prosperity to both your nations and the world.
Oprah Winfrey bids farewell after 25 years in a final episode filled with surprise appearances of many well-known celebrities and others who wish to pay tribute. The beloved American talk show host said goodbye to the show that is watched by millions of people throughout the US and in 150 different countries. Addressing a special venue with a live audience of 13,000 fans as well as countless viewers worldwide, Oprah conveyed the message that has become a theme of her shows as she encouraged fans to follow their intuition toward inner peace and happiness. Bravo, Oprah Winfrey. We join in fond farewell and appreciation for all the talent, love, and inspiration you've shared, wishing you immeasurable contentment and joy in your continued benevolent endeavors.
Save our planet. A new European Commission report describes the soil degradation and increased flood risks that come from covering the earth with materials like concrete and asphalt, with suggestions for improved design and systems like green roofs that encourage soil permeability.
Save our planet. With less water flowing into Iraq from Turkey's upstream Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, Iraqi government spokesperson Ali al-Dabagh announces that the two countries' bilateral relations are now contingent on the negotiation of a fair water-sharing pact.
Warning news, saying that alcohol is a class 1 carcinogen and is equally likely to cause cancer as tobacco, the Australian Cancer Council reports that the harmful substance is directly linked to 5% of all cancer cases as well as 20% of breast cancer cases in the country.
Hi, I'm Toto, the Galapagos tortoise. This is Titi, my wonderful daughter.
We love our plant-based diet. Today, we'd like to share an eco-friendly tip.
Did you know that 90% of the energy used by clothes washing machines goes towards heating the water?
Really, Mom? Then let's use cold water. That should reduce our energy bills.
Sure, sweet Titi. We can take care of extra soil clothes by letting them soak in the detergent solution for 20 minutes.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, a 2,000-year-old portrait may be the first one of Lord Jesus. Bible historians are studying to determine if the picture, which was found in a cave in Jordan adjacent to the Sea of Galilee, was created during Lord Jesus' lifetime. The small depiction appears to be of a man wearing a crown of thorns. It is part of 70 books discovered together, which are thought to have major importance in terms of our understanding of Christian history. Congratulations, Jordan, on this rare treasure. May the sacred teachings of the great enlightened Master Lord Jesus continue to guide many individuals on the noble path of virtue and compassion.
In education news, an Indian boarding school in Bihar State uses Skype to help enhance students' learning. At the Chaitanya Gurukul Public School in the village of Chanapura, pupils get extra courses in the evenings and on weekends via the free computer online communication program, Skype. A projector allows the class to easily view the lesson. Founder of the school, Mr. Chandrakant Singh, age 36, is committed to providing top-rate schooling to youngsters living in remote areas. One of the students, 12-year-old Pragya Parashar, said, "I like these lessons. It helps me understand things better." Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Chandrakant Singh, and dedicated instructors involved in this wonderful endeavor. May all young people be blessed with loving families and bright opportunities. Up next on Noteworthy News, a mother's love helps bring her son back to consciousness. We'll take a moment to remember God's blessings. Be right back with more constructive news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. In community news, a devoted Chinese mother helps her son regain his life. After Xuan Tifei was seriously injured in a traffic accident, his parents sold their house to raise money for medical treatment. After two major operations, Xuan remained unconscious. His mother, Ms. Xia Tingsheng, borrowed more than $45,000 from friends and relatives for a third operation. 25 days later, her son became conscious and called her. Then the beautiful mother spent 2 years helping her son learn to walk again. These days, mother and son are often seen strolling together in the community. Bravo, Ms. Xia Tingsheng and family, for your loving care. We are delighted to hear that you are fine, Xuan Tifei. May you have a long and happy life, sharing precious moments with your cherished ones.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Japanese entitled, Dishwashing.
妻が夫に皿を洗うようお願いしました。夫は断ることができなかったので、10歳の息子を呼び優しくこう言いました。息子よ、皿洗いの練習をする時間だよ。将来奥さんを喜ばせたいだろう。すると息子はこうぼやきました。練習する必要ないよ。僕も息子にやらせるから。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dears, can we join and do something for a better world? Thanks. Henry from Sri Lanka.
Kind Henry, it is lovely to hear from you. Thank you for your wish to improve our world. If we transition to the compassionate, plant-based diet, we are already helping a lot. Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg to download any information free of charge that you may like to share with others as to the planet protecting vegan lifestyle. Heaven bless you and all the elevated souls of Sri Lanka with harmony and benevolence.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on the screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a joyous heart and giving spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad is released from a hospital in Texas, USA, in good condition with a full recovery expected after he was treated for a heart-related condition that arose as he was visiting to attend his son's college graduation.
With the nation's recent signature of an international convention protecting the rights of the disabled, Russia is upgrading national standards as President Dmitry Medvedev calls on fellow citizens to join in attitudes toward the differently abled that promote constructive cultural change.
U.S. boxing champion Muhammad Ali, together with several prominent Muslim leaders, signs a letter of appeal to Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, affirming the group's belief in the innocence of U.S. hikers Shane Bauer and Josh Fattel, and appealing for their release.
Steeper penalties and more routine police checks in China have resulted in a 35% decrease in the number of drunk drivers in just the first 2 weeks of the new laws, with the death toll dropping by 38% during the same period.
A prosperity building program sponsored by the Philippine government is benefiting over 32,600 disadvantaged rural households in Surigao del Sur province by making available more than $3.4 million in cash assistance and services, reports the Manila Bulletin.
Leading up to the G8 summit, French President Nicolas Sarkozy hosts a meeting attended by internet giants such as Google's executive chairman Eric Schmidt and Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales to discuss the advisability of upholding internet safety by imposing greater regulations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.